Welcome to ASTD's podcast series. For more information about ASTD, please visit our website at www.astd.org. This is the hot topic in the June and July 2011 issue of Learning Executives Briefing. Slow Down and Open Up the World of Creativity by Ruth P. Wise. Speed addiction is hampering creative output. In today's fast-paced business world, how can we slow down enough to do the hard work that creativity and innovation requires? According to Steve Gottlieb of Vision Mining, a great barrier to corporate creativity and innovation occurs because of our culture operates with what he calls speed addiction. Using photography as a tool to demonstrate how speed addiction, among many other things, interferes with creative and innovative output in business, Gottlieb put individuals through a series of hands-on exercises to experience how to work in a more creative way, both as an individual and as a team. Workshop participants take a series of photos using either a simple point-and-shoot camera or a cell phone. In one exercise, they are asked to take a memorable photo by looking for fresh perspectives. Participants explore how we approach problems, how we work with one another, and how leaders can lead to maximize the number of creative ideas and practical innovations with their organizations, says Gottlieb. Leadership talks a lot about out-of-the-box thinking. However, Gottlieb notes that saying that you have an objective doesn't make it happen, and the question still remains, how do you turn that objective into reality? Speed addiction has incredible power to dictate how people work, and at the same time, speed addiction runs counter to generating creativity and innovation, adds Gottlieb. In our workplace, there are several sources of speed addiction, he explains. The idea that time equals money is one of the origins of speed addiction. Working through all kinds of daily problems on the job often requires speed. Understandably, we are often asked to take fast action and make fast decisions. Frequently, we use those who are rewarded and promoted as the fastest thinkers among us. Also, we love feeling productive, and when we work fast, we feel productive. Yet coming up with creative and useful ideas is very easy because doing so requires an intense amount of thought, reflection, experimentation, collaboration, and generally some false starts. It involves doing what the mind finds hardest, dealing with the new stuff. According to Gottlieb, even using the word creativity is a problem in itself. Many associate creativity with photographers, architects, painters, writers, and musicians. This is misleading because there is creativity in every field. Many people also feel that creativity is some God-given thing you're born with or something that is in your generic makeup, he says. The creative process is very much a progression that can be learned with practice. Almost everyone who studies creativity agrees with this sentiment. Speed addiction. Since speed addiction is an antithetical to the creative process, how do we undo our addiction and apply the kind of habits, attitudes, and approaches that bring greater creativity and innovation to problems and challenges? In his workshop, Gottlieb presents students with an object and asks them not to pick up their camera or cell phone immediately, but rather study the object and think about it, because if your camera immediately comes to your eye, a predictable solution comes to your head right away. That solution then becomes stuck and your creativity is dampened. Speed won't let you contemplate a new direction, he says. It's not enough to say, I want out-of-the-box thinking. According to Gottlieb, if you want to change people's mindsets and behavior, it takes more than generalities. There are specific techniques to push people to change their existing mindset and behaviors. You have to get them off of autopilot. Gottlieb asks participants to look at the person sitting next to them, then to think of what they saw. He then asks them to look at the person again, more slowly and more intensely, to see everything they didn't see originally. The first key to undoing any addiction is to become conscious of the addiction. Gottlieb says, I let participants know that I'm the slowest guy in the room when it comes to taking a picture, he adds. Leaders need to be inspired by being role models. Whenever a student takes extra time and gets good results, they get my praise. There are reward systems in many organizations, but I don't think many people hear. I love the way you sat in the meeting and just thought. That doesn't happen, but it should. Gottlieb advises everyone to take the time to think about solutions to challenges. We've all had the experience where all of a sudden something in the back of our mind that's been percolating gets our attention and solutions come to us, he says. Whenever possible, leaders should give employees incubation time to solve a problem. People need to get back in touch with the way they approach things as a child by using imagination, openness, new perspectives, and patience. The proceeding has been excerpted from Learning Executives Briefing, a monthly publication of the American Society for Training and Development. For more information, please visit our website at www.astd.org. LX Briefing's managing editor is Paula Kesser. Music by Incompetech.com. And I'm your host, Amanda Anderson.